This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. As Michigan entrepreneurs diversify our state's economy, at our recent live show in Traverse City, Stateside Cynthia Canty spoke with an enterprising couple whose business model banks on the inevitable.
The times are a-changing for the funeral industry, and a Traverse City company is right at the forefront of those changes. Listen to this. In 1960, about 3.5% of Americans were cremated. Last year, 2015, for the first time, more Americans were cremated than buried. And by 2030, that percentage is expected to hit 70%. That is a big, big shift. And Stardust Memorials is a company here in Traverse City that's built its entire business around selling cremation urns online, and business is booming. Stardust was ranked in Inc. magazine's 500 list, making it among the nation's top fastest-growing businesses, and it was ranked number 14 on the list of Michigan's fastest-growing businesses. With us now, the husband and wife team who own Stardust Memorials, Marcy and Jordan Lindberg. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
So there is certainly no arguing that cremation is something that more Americans are choosing. I mean, when you stop and think, from 3.5% to more than 50%, and that's just a span of 51 years. Why do you think this is? Why are more Americans turning away from the traditional, you know, casket vault grave?
I think you have a couple different trends happening here. One is cost, and we've obviously been working through a recession over the last decade, and it was a much more affordable option to choose cremation. The other factor, I think, is families being spread all over our country. And so it used to be somebody passed away, the whole family would get together. Now it's like somebody's out in California, and who's going to handle this? And cremation makes it a lot easier. We have the person is ashes, and then we just figure out what to do with that at a time that's convenient for us. So those are two big ones, but a little bit, too, of changing attitudes about funerals and people wanting more of a celebration of life than perhaps the somber experience that was a traditional funeral in the past.
So they want to kind of start creating something for themselves, not do what has always been done.
Right.
I've got to ask you, it's an unusual business, Jordan. What brought the both of you to this business of selling cremation urns and scattering urns and cremation jewelry, and you're doing it online?
I started the company, and I really started the company because I had been involved in e-commerce for a long time prior to this, and I've been involved in consulting and working with companies that sell stuff online. And I wanted to get into that space myself, selling, because I had developed a skill set that made some sense. So what I was looking for was a project that fit. And I had made like a lot of people who are entrepreneurial, I sat home and I made a little economic model of what a good business would look like. And I went hunting, looking for something that fit, that had some logic to it, that fit what I wanted it to be. There were a series of other things that intersected with this. My grandmother died, and I went through the process of helping to pick out a product for her, so I had that experience. I was on a local board here in Traverse City with a funeral director who was complaining about one of their suppliers. You have all these different sort of, this is a typical entrepreneurial story, but all these little parts kind of come together. So I made a little economic model. It seemed to make some kind of sense, and so I decided to give it a tumble. It was a cold start. I started the company the day after Thanksgiving 2010 and didn't sell anything until the following July. And then when I sold the first urn, I waited 4 days for the next one to sell. So fortunately, I had a job. So it was okay. It was a slow start, but it gained momentum. It was a big investment as well. You know, we were buying and designing urns. We designed this one.
Well, I want to go to this because I went to your website, to the Stardust Memorials website. I'm going to tell you guys, if you haven't, I was stunned at the kinds of choices you offer. It's not what I guess I thought I was going to see. I don't know what I thought I was going to see, but you've brought some samples. And I'm kind of curious, Marcy, what are some of the best sellers? What are people looking for?
Well, you have definitely the people who come to our site with an idea in mind, and it's probably what you had in mind, what you were just saying, what did I think?
Yeah.
Which is sort of a brass-type product, maybe with three bands around it, and it's pewter, and that's what you see in the movies a lot of times. So people will come, and then they'll see this array of choices. Or the person comes already frustrated that they've been to a funeral home and there's three choices and they
didn't like any of them.
It's America in the 21st century. We've got to have more out there. So we're the America in the 21st century with over 1,000 different urn and memorial products.
And you design
some of them.
Where do you source your materials from?
We have both a wonderful assortment of vendors in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we do have U.S. made products, including this beautiful hand-blown glass urn right in front of me. Almost all brass products are made in India. If people don't know that, your brass candlesticks at home are from India. So that very popular brass product, we import directly ourselves by container load from India.
And we were talking a little earlier saying people really do want to put their personal stamps. And what are some of the ways, what are some of the requests you get?
Well, we primarily offer engraving, and we've got a couple up here for
You can laser engrave
people's names. In fact, we just did recently a fun blog post on our website of the funniest things that people engrave on urns. We actually have a board in the office where we write, you know, it's just fun.
For instance?
The most famous is smoking hot, or smoking hot body now, things like that.
Yes, we did engrave that on an urn.
Yeah.
We did, and we sent it out.
Another favorite of our staff is, does this urn make my ash look big?
That is some, well, you know,
yep.
I also noticed you have dog and cat,
yeah.
And you have jewelry, and you brought us some sample. I was very stunned. You have Celtic jewelry, so somebody could wear that and keep someone close.
Right, yep. It takes about a little pinch of ashes, and it allows you to wear it. Some people wear them daily, but a lot of people wear it on that special occasion, an anniversary, mom's birthday, something like that.
Yeah, I know you talked about the cost, so some of this is economics, but is some of this interest in cremation urns and the cremation jewelry, is there some emotional shift in how we want to deal with dying and what we do when someone does that?
Again, kind of like I said at the beginning, I think there is the shift of the idea that this is a somber event. Not that people aren't taking it seriously, because they are, but they really want to express the personality of that person in a way that the traditional wood casket, it's the same wood casket, whatever funeral you went to. So you have something like this in front of us, you know, it's red, it has hearts on it, or it's elegant and black, and that, you know, my mom was so elegant and always dressed so nicely, that suits her. Or a camo urn, which is a very popular one we've got up here. The people of Northern Michigan know exactly a friend who would pick that one out. And that's more personal. So I think there's definitely that driving it, not just the engraving with a name, but does this somehow express their life or their personality?
Have you guys got yours picked out?
We have, tell the standing joke there.
Well, we have a thing we call the urn of the day. And so the staff go around and pick out their urn of the day. So if anything happens to any of us that day, we know what to do.
You know what to go. What's your urn of the day look like right now?
I really love the glass. I'd probably pick that.
The camo is in front of me, but I'm not this masculine. I don't think I can pull this off. So, you know, we've got some really kind of cool brass ones that I really like. But it is funny. You'll walk in, you're having a bad day, and so you pick the somber color for that day. You know? And then the next day you're feeling really good, so you get something gold. It's kind of cool. So,
you know, it is interesting. I just have to say, we're all kind of chuckling and doing that, and I guess that is really the healthy way to deal with that.
Yeah.
Because we all know nobody's right. Getting out alive.
Nobody's getting out alive.
Go in the style we want to go in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marcy and Jordan Lindbergh, Stardust Memorials, thank you so much for sharing your story and being with us today
on
Stateside.